The Cardassian Podcast.
The Cardassian Podcast.
The Cardassian Podcast. Listen if you want to.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Cardassian Podcast.
Hi.
Episode, so glad to be here.
We're so close to 100.
Episode 94. Yes, we are kissing 100.
How far are we away from 100, Kim?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We're 6 away.
Good job.
But I would say like 5 away is more like kissing 100. So six is like we're partners.
Okay, you could shut up.
So we're kissing 100 and we're looking forward to it. It's like, you know, we're really, really happy about this podcast. Also, before we get into anything, I want to say thank you to everybody who was a part of the donations with helping SimGM.
Yeah, it was
thank
a very
you so
big help.
Much.
Yeah.
Helping us reach our goal, keeping us afloat, and big things are coming.
So just wait. We can't like say too much, but by the next podcast you'll see.
We're doing the celebrity thing, like, oh, we can't talk about it. That's when things are in talks.
But we literally
I could just spill the beans right
don't,
now.
Don't, Courtney. Oh, my God.
Yeah, Courtney, pick up that can of beans you have right there
and then
spill it. But don't
beans,
talk about the project, bitch. All right.
Why do
or
they
I could
call
pour
it
the,
beans?
Pour the tea.
You can pour the tea, too.
Into
don't talk
cup,
about the
into
project.
Into a teacup and drink some tea. Yeah, mm-hmm. Do that. But don't actually, like, say what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
The only clue we can give you
is nothing. So we love that. All right. Also, we're also going to give a little shout out to Ali Sammy. I think that's how you pronounce it.
Let's go with that.
Yeah, she wrote a really sweet comment and included a part of our podcast in a short film she did.
So thank you for having us. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you so much.
We always love a good feature.
Mm-hmm. I hope it was like heavily featured me. But anyway, also we also have some fan art here, and I guess we're gonna take a look at it. I have no idea what it is. I like a nice fan art surprise. If it's me, is it me?
I want to see if you guys think the same thing as I do when you see it.
Okay.
Oh wow.
That is, you know what.
It's art
is what it is.
It's us as fruit.
As fruit, yeah. So Chloe is Cloberry.
Cloberry.
So she's a strawberry, which is disgusting.
Kim is an orange. And
I actually look really good.
Kim Rand. And then we got Courtney as a watermelon.
A quarter melon, I love it.
Quarter melon. I think this...
It almost sounds like you've been split in pieces, so you're a quarter melon.
It's interesting how much our legacy revolves around fruit. It really does. It's very interesting. But
and
I gotta
say... You know
what?
It's inspiring.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you made Kim the worst of the fruit, but I really...
It's a shame that Chloe is... She is... The most despicable,
gorgeous, beautiful
fruit.
Yeah, your face is seedy.
Mm-hmm, it's seedy and beautiful. I love it. And I have the most juicy lips of all of us in this. My upper
Mine
lip is to die
giving a little
for.
Bit of Sim Trump vibes, but
yeah, a little bit. But that's on you. And then Courtney, you're just patterned, striped. Got to stand out.
It looks like I'm
bitch.
I have war paint. Like I'm a warrior.
A watermelon warrior.
No, I'm the strawberry warrior, period. Anyway, thank you so much for that.
You're dropping seeds all over the place.
Hell yeah, I am. Seeds of faith. Thank you, everybody.
Well, at least we don't look like an Oompa Loompa.
Exactly.
I have a leaf on my head, so that's how you know I'm not an Oompa Loompa.
But thank you so much for that fan art. We love fan art. So if anybody ever has fan art, please let us know.
That's really cool.
And this is from Jesse. So thank you so much. When did I say your name?
Yeah, Jess. It's literally Jess C.
Yeah, Jess C. So thank you so much. I love it. It's so creative. And thank you for making me the best fruit. Okay.
The unfortunate fruit.
I think I'm the best fruit.
Well, actually, I would have to. Watermelon is watermelon. Like,
exactly.
So, yeah.
Right, Courtney. But do you want a watermelon soda or a strawberry soda?
Well, of course I want a strawberry soda.
Or strawberry
Of the three of us, though, if we were, and we were the fruit that we were depicted as, if we were all tossed at a wall, I'm the only one that would, like, survive. Or, like, do that egg drop thing. I would be the only one to survive. The watermelon would split open. So, Courtney, you're gone. You're canceled. It's finished.
Wow.
You must be covered in some glow smoothing cream, but it really makes your skin tough and hard.
You know, we might actually come out with a nice watermelon.
It's like that cat. Though. It's like that Catwoman movie where she put that cream on her and then she became like stone. If you haven't seen that movie,
what?
It's ridiculous. They'd watch it.
Is that like a Medusa Catwoman?
In the movie, she puts on a cream called Beauty, and if you stop wearing it, it gets all wrinkly. But she kept putting it on, and then her face became stone, like stone-like.
So it's like a Medusa lotion.
If you don't know that excellent film, that's on you. But anyway, your point is, who gives a shit? Anyway, thank you so much. I love it so much. Now, you left your questions and comments for us at simgmproductions.com/podcast. And now we're responding. First one comes from Pretty Gal. Hello to the three watermelon sisters.
Hello.
Hi.
Chloe. Oh, wow. Okay. Chloe, the beautiful fighter and survivor. Hi. Courtney, the gorgeous no queen.
What's up?
And come. Kim, you're cute, but not glow. Seriously, girl, you need to get rid of it. Glad to say I haven't purchased and never will. Good on you, pretty girl.
I can't get rid of my sisters. They're part of the podcast, but thank you for the suggestion.
I don't know. Okay.
They're not.
They're not referring to us.
I'm pretty sure they're talking about, they're talking about the podcast, but we're in this together.
I have been a long listener of the podcast, but this is my first time commenting. Well, we looks like we picked you, honey.
It took you so long.
I especially love listening to the podcast while eating my chicken garden salad. That's right, honey. Yes.
Oh my God.
A salad that doesn't
exist.
Aren't they delicious? Shut up. I'm trying to read their comment. Yes, it does exist, and you can indeed buy and make one.
Well,
you can't, but
it's like they knew what we were going to say.
They knew we were going to say it doesn't exist, and it doesn't, so you know better.
I think I'm reading the words of a true fighter and survivor here. Chloe, you have the best voiceover narrator voice. Oh my God, thank you so much.
Especially when you go to that octave.
I knew Pretty Gal was delusional.
No wonder he says, shut up. No wonder you're the center of the podcast. Oh my God, I love this person so much.
She wishes.
Honey, what took you so long to write in? Would you ever consider doing voiceover for audiobooks?
Wow. You would want that voice for your audiobook?
Please.
No, I would love to do audiobook. Nobody's ever asked me and I don't know.
I wonder why no one has asked you.
Yeah, listen to yourself.
Yeah, I have a really soothing voice and everybody says that, including this person here. They didn't say soothing. Okay, so moving on.
If it was a very, very, very short book, like we're talking 2 pages.
To answer the question, I would love to do it, but I would need to like I couldn't just come in and just like not know what the book was. Like I would need to know the book a little bit.
I would hope so.
You would have to read it, Chloe. And you don't.
So listen, you guys are just jealous, clearly, because Pretty Girl thinks that I should be doing audiobooks. But I do have a nice narrator voice. I am glad you noticed that.
Oh, my God.
But to finish what your comment is, that's the answer to your question, but you have a little bit more here. Also, my question for all three of you is if you could take one characteristic /quality/talent from each sister in the group for yourself, what would it be and why? Kim's crack.
Watermelon
sisters.
That's crazy that you would guess what I sound like crying when I don't cry that much. So,
Well, thank you so much, Pretty Gal. You are probably my favorite ever to write in.
Well, from Kim, I would definitely take her
ability talent, to make everybody.
Well, her talent to play the victim. That's pretty yes. good.
Oh my God, yes.
When have I ever, oh my God, right now are you bullying me? Is that what we're doing?
You're doing it right now.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I would want the ability to be able to, like, to be like, I don't know, like, to, I mean, listen, she doesn't try to do it. She just is. But, like, her ability to create products that are, like, literally creating these things, like, I would want to be able
like
to do something.
Like, differences in the world and making a stamp in the world.
That's big differences in the world.
Yeah, I'm moving the haystack.
The ability to lie to yourself like that can make you go far. So I think that that's what I would want from Kim. And then from Courtney, I think the ability to just, like, if something bad happens or whatever, the ability to just, like,
to not,
care about certain things. Like,
If I wanted to, like, have moments of, like, you know, I have a lot of fans. I have a lot of paparazzi and stuff like that that follow me. I'm very famous. And so if there were, like, moments that I wanted to, like, not get attention, I would get that from Courtney. So I could uninteresting for a day, be able to switch it on like that, to have no attention, to be able to walk down the street and nobody cares.
Okay, Kim, but what about me?
No, from
for
you.
For Chloe, I would want...
No, this bitch has to say what she wants from me first.
Well, I said mine first about Kim, but I didn't get to say what I wanted from you.
Mm-hmm.
Because Kim interrupted like the bitch she is.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say I wouldn't mind having a revenge body, even though I'm perfectly happy with my own.
Oh, yeah. I like that one. I like it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people can't have a revenge body, though.
From you, Chloe, like, you have this optimism and everything about your, like, booty booty pop juice and outlook on, like, life. And I, you know, sometimes I would want that kind of delusion. I would want to have that ability to be like, oh, this is so perfect. I'm the host. I'm this, like, to have that confident delusion. I would love that at times.
Wow.
Like, going into meetings and stuff like that, that could be very, like, helpful.
Oh, okay. Well, Kim, f*** you. And also, I think you have that delusion, honey.
What are you...
You are stuck full of delusion.
I was just about to say the same thing.
You know, there's...
I think
you guys
Kim
are
is
a little bit jealous,
beyond delusion, though.
Mm-hmm.
She's
it's
deluded.
Okay if you guys are
anyway, pretty
bit.
Gal, thank you so much for that. And yes.
Stay watermelon.
Yes, stay watermelon, and you are, like, the number one comment ever. All right. Moving on to the next one is Cluckington645.
Yeah, Cluckington.
Okay, so it says, sending this urgent call for help through the anti-vanish connection line. This was very tricky to do as I had to avoid detection, but I hope this message found its way in.
Well,
this sounds thorough. This sounds very thorough.
Mm-hmm.
They said it's urgent. Keep reading.
Dear Courtney and Chloe, please help. I am trapped in the glow lava factory room. Lava factory
you have a
room.
Lava room.
We like to source from the earth. I don't know about you, but we're not putting toxin things out there. Like,
we go from
the earth.
Okay. It's this room in Kim's factory that is designed to make glow products from molten lava. Oh my God.
Wow.
I was an employee not so long ago at the Glow factory. However, because of a recent problem that occurred, I wasn't able to work as efficiently as I could have, and Kim decided to promote me. I'm
promoted
scared.
Them?
That's not a good thing. That's
I'm
not
confused.
A good thing.
It sounded like they were having problems and then...
Promote. We'll figure out what promote means, right, Courtney? I think we're going to figure out what that means. Kim told me that I could continue working if I worked down in the glow magma mines.
Okay.
So I reluctantly agreed because I had no other option. Kim would have sent me to vanish if I said no. So I went.
Understandable.
So I went there and saw giant magma monsters taking the molten lava out from the pools and then forming them into glow, glow, glow liquids for her brand new glow, glow, glow lava lamps.
Wow, that's
how
intense.
Else are you gonna make them? But you not know, real lava, Kim. Monsters. That's like a stretch.
Kim,
it's not.
Are you creating bio weapons out of lava now,
no,
and
I'm
you're making them work
actual,
for you?
Do you know how many fake lava lamps are out there that don't use actual lava? That's called false advertisement.
It's called safety.
I'm continuing. How Kim made lava resistant glass is beyond me, but nevertheless, I should warn you about the glow, glow, glow lava lamps. Please do. I've seen some of the molten magma monsters giving them to people and then the lava lamps exploding in their faces and melting the people.
Yeah, that would happen.
I'm very worried I might be next. So before I get melted by lava, I needed to send this message. How could you, Cap? Why? Why would you let us be melted by lava? Why must you let us work in these horrible conditions while threatening vanish at the same time? I hope Chloe and Courtney stop you, you stupid bitch.
First of all, I think you're getting very confused because, and I could see why the confusion could come in. Down in our factories, first of all, we don't have monsters. There's no such thing.
Yeah, you did have you magma build a monsters.
Yeah, did you build a factory over a volcano?
Next to. There's a difference.
I'm like
over
picturing
it
these
was
creatures.
Too hot.
How did you create these creatures, Cub? Were they like were they working
no
down there
creatures.
So long that they started to adapt to the environment and became these magma monsters?
Probably.
They are Sims, regular Sims wearing suits. You have to wear certain heat like whatever.
Well, why
suits.
Didn't you give them a suit before they went down there?
Because they're new. Listen, you have to roll out these things
slowly.
They
have to survive a couple days before you give them armor.
There's such thing as, like, you have to get, like, used to the conditions, get your reps in. And then, but the thing is, saying that they saw people melting, that's not a thing. Like, we have very lifelike mannequins, and we use those as our test dummies. So they're designed to hold sure. something, and we place the object in their hands. And if it's not safe for the public, we put a warning as we sell it out there for
where?
The public.
You're
where?
Not
where do you
them
put
yet,
the warning?
I hope.
Where do you put the warning?
It's there.
Where is there?
Nowhere.
This time we're using
there is
it.
No warning.
This time we're putting the warning in a very actual, like, creative place. So we make sure we bottle it up inside. Of the glass.
Where there's the lava.
So they have to look closely and then it explodes in their
face.
It
happens, well,
Courtney,
when they read the warning, they have to get to it really fast.
Courtney, I think that the minute they're making the product and they put lava in the lamp, the warning burns away. I don't even
you
think.
You have to read it
so
really.
So she's just like, oh, well, you can't say we didn't put a warning. Things
we did,
happen.
We do put the warning there, but you have to get to it pretty quickly. Like, if
you
you're a fast
are
reader, then
full
you're set.
Of it.
Yeah.
Lava.
You're full of lava. I knew you were going to say that. Are you a magma monster?
The only difference.
Are you a magma monster handing out lava lamps?
Are you wearing a magma hat?
You know, we're going to start selling magma hats, and they're going to be orange with white letters.
Oh, so it's like a sim repellent. Avoid that person, right?
Well, no, you would be like, that's someone I want to talk to.
Are they also made out of lava?
No, because you can't be made out of, you can wear
oh, wait, suits. My bad, magma. They're made out of magma.
Yeah, liquid hot magma.
This is beyond, Kim. All right.
So we're just, you know, we're trying to, we don't want to be people that falsely advertise things. When we say right. we have lava lamps, we have lava lamps.
Great. Okay. And apparently you have creatures the working only, for you now.
The only part where we're having like a little bit of trouble, and this is like the only a thing little? That's been, sure. this is the only thing that's been a little bit of a hazard, has oh. been trying to get different colors, trying to get magma to be a different color.
Yeah, I don't think any kind of dye would work.
Well, we tried food dye, and well, the results, they were beautiful. Well, that's because it's
for food dye. For they, food.
Not they lava. Could,
you, oh my God, why can't you use food dye with magma?
Because it's lava, bitch.
Yes. Unless you think, you know what, Kim, why don't you have a nice plate of lava and see how it tastes?
If there's food See, if, dye on it, I might be enticed. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get different colors. So if anybody knows how to change the color of magma, you might have a job here.
Okay. We're before we move wow. on to our third before we move on to our third question, we have to take a quick little break for our sponsor, which is us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's us. So
wow, Courtney actually saying something in sync with somebody.
Yeah, so don't skip because it's us.
Well, it didn't include you, so.
I didn't know we were all doing it at the same time. Anytime
because you're, not on our, episode, you're not on our page.
This anytime episode, I try oh to do that, it's, you guys never want to do it, and now you do.
Shut up.
And now you do.
Oh, there's that victim thing again.
Yeah.
I really what need to mean? Learn that.
Nice work.
This episode is sponsored by ShopSimGM.com. You can become a member and get early access to the podcast, videos,
we
merch discounts,
merch.
And more.
Go buy our merch.
That's right, Courtney.
We got some merch.
Shut up. You can do I'm either $3.
Live, I'm trying to give you live background music.
Thank you. You can do, but no thanks.
We got some merch.
You can do either $3 a month. Or $5 a month. And we would totally.
And for the
$5
a month, you do, that's where you get the podcast early.
Yes, you
early.
Can get the podcast early with the $5 a month. And we want to say thank you to all the members and all the recent members. You guys really are helping us out. So please check
yeah,
it out.
Yeah, there's been a lot of new people joined. So like, thank you.
Yes, thank you so much. Awesome. So please check it out if you want to get a little bit of perks. And if you want to support us. And keep this puppy going, this horse on the track. This
puppy? This, isn't it this train
this
going?
This crocodile in the swamp. This
swamp can wet. Slow you down.
This watermelon yeah. ripe. Okay.
If you want to keep this watermelon rolling.
If you want to keep this watermelon nice and ripe, you got to help us out. Thank you. Next one is from A, B, C, D, E, F, G. I have to go.
I feel like it should have been A, B, C, D, E, F, G, have to go because that's the next letter
of the alphabet. Oh, that's so clever.
But you skipped the H, so.
Okay, here we go. Says, hello, my watermelon queens. Hi, I'm a ripe watermelon queen. I'm so happy.
Stop
to-
trying to make that work. That like that's not working.
Well, me and Courtney.
I'm the watermelon.
I'm so happy to keep up with
you're the strawberry.
I'm so happy to keep up with the Kardashians for over 5 years now, and I remember how excited I was to play every single episode to have ever come out of this podcast. Well, thank you so much. Yeah,
thanks for the support.
Alphabet, thank you so much. First of all, I want to say how much, well, it's not the first thing, honey. First of all, I want to say how much I love all your pot products. Oh, well, thank you.
Thank
but
you. Well, you know what?
I hope you don't love all of them.
Well, yeah. Only, I'm the one that has the most products. Courtney
then
just has one
mean?
With spins on them. And then Chloe has none.
Well, I speak for products that are actually good for you. Okay. No, especially is so good and the best.
Yep.
I have a subscription of $10 billion per month and I get only the best empty boxes where my imagination is at the very best.
Yes, it is.
Well, listen, that is your money.
I can't believe
you
used my tagline of saying you have to basically use your imagination for no, no, no. And now you're actually profiting on that.
It depends on the box, okay? You can do a lot in those boxes.
All of it is your imagination. It's not like an...
It has been proven It has been proven, okay, that you can go in those boxes and it could teleport you, okay? It's not all imagination.
Yeah, it's called
you go in that
box and then you're in a prison or a detention center.
It's whatever you want it to be.
Okay, moving on. Second, Booty Booty Pop Juice is so delicious that I can finish 10 cans in one day. Oh my God, that's not healthy. Well, yeah, I love Booty Booty Pop Juice, and I'm curious what your favorite flavor is. The only
How are you allowing them to have 10 cans a day? Isn't that not safe?
It depends on what it is. There's different types of Booty Booty Pop Juice.
So you can have
10 a day. And they're not loaded. They're not loaded with sugar. They're like, some of them are like our meal replacements.
They're loaded with something.
Some are meal replacements. Some are for like your skin. Some are for your booty. It's different. So the cans are different for each one.
So
you're not loading yourself
with
calories.
Unhealthy products.
Oh, shut up. Okay. The only problem is that my ass is the size of an entire basketball court. So it's really hard to walk this way. I didn't know that would be a problem.
Can you even walk?
I don't think that really is an issue.
Honey, what I recommend, it's not that big of a deal, but honey, what I recommend is don't have the same kind of Booty Booty Pop Juice every day. You don't have ass rejuvenator drink every day. You don't need that every day, honey. And we have instructions. So I don't know what to tell you other than I'm jealous. Lastly, Glow 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 is such an amazing product.
Oh my God.
Wow. With 2 exclamation points.
All the empty cans of Booty Booty Pop Juice that I put in the trash cans are always infested with cockroaches. So I use the Glow 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 Hydration Moisturizer Spray to get rid of them. And nice. It is so effective. First of all, don't kill the cockroaches with a K.
Well, no, now those cockroaches are going to be so moisturized.
They might turn into mega cockroaches. Be careful.
This is my question, Erica. What is your most iconic and favorite moment of every video you've done in SimGM? I love you guys so much, especially the host of this podcast who is, you already know who. Don't gaslight my sisters. Yes, all 3 of us. Me.
It is. What?
All 3 of us. Me.
What is that you're adding, Chloe?
It's just my throat. It just acts
up. It better be. Okay.
Me. See?
Okay.
It's me. Our favorite moment. That's hard to say.
That's difficult.
We've done so many videos. Actually, we hit our 10-year anniversary with SimGM this year. Yeah. So it's been 10 years since we've been doing this. So I don't know. But I'm always more curious and interested to see what the fans say about what their favorite moment is, because it's never what we expect.
Never.
And your favorite moments may not be my favorite moments. So you guys may have loved when I got stuck in the elevator in the ceiling. I didn't love it.
That was actually
pretty great.
That was a highlight.
Okay. Kim almost froze to death in the grocery store. Yeah.
That was horrible. But it was funny. Seeing you in the shopping cart, that was great.
Yeah. So it's hard to say. We've done so many, so I can't really pick a favorite. And favorite to me is not the same for you guys.
You can see how we got banned from Burgers, Burgers, Burgers when we worked a fast food job.
Yeah.
Yeah, the movies were pretty great, too. I found out I'm kind of a stunt double.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we all are. So I don't know. That's hard to say. There's so many.
And there's some that maybe even you guys don't know about.
Yeah.
It depends on how long you've been watching.
Yeah, because this has been going on for so many years. So, you know, we have to celebrate that.
And maybe you'll be able to view it all in a better way soon.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, you never know. Like,
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so yeah, it's so many hard to pick from, but I'm always curious to hear what
you
people
to
like
know
the
what
most.
Your favorite of the pure Kardashian videos.
I would say, I guess the one that started it all was the orange soda video, and that one holds a special place in my heart because it shows Kim for who she is,
which is also known.
Yeah,
as
and it shows
soda
you
drama.
Guys for who you are. You guys are your sisters that betray and throw your other sister under the bus, and you guys are
or
rude.
We're sisters who want to eat and just go home.
Yeah, and Sims change their mind all the time, Kim, about what
no.
they want to drink.
No, mm-hmm. they don't. You purposefully. Purposefully.
Shut up. All right. Thank you, everybody, for your questions and comments. And can't wait to see what you guys give us next podcast.
That's so watermelon.
Welcome to segment two, That's So Watermelon, where we're given five random topics and we decide if each thing is so watermelon or so not watermelon. Why were you holding your hand like that? Like you were conducting me, Chloe.
Your voice is like music.
Yeah, it's so soothing.
Oh, well, thank you. Oh, my God.
It's not worthy of being a narrator like me, but.
First topic, the moon. So watermelon or so not watermelon?
So watermelon.
And it could look different, too. So, yeah, it's so watermelon.
The moon is the sunshine of the night.
That was poetic.
Thank you.
That was so dumb.
Oh, well, sorry. I'm sorry that my beautiful take on
the
moon.
The
moonlight shines down on me. If Lana was here, she would hate you. If Lana was here, she would hate you for what you're saying right now because she's all about moonlight.
Have you ever heard anybody say, I want the moon to shine on me?
I love the moonlight shining down on me.
Nobody says shining down.
You could dance in the moonlight.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's dancing in the moonlight.
Everybody's feeling all right.
Mm-hmm. Listen, all I know is the moon is so watermelon. There are some nights where it's not as watermelon. I'm like, you call
yeah,
that a full
to,
moon.
Yeah, like, but then when it's the full, sun, that's like so unfair because the sun is so much better.
But we're
the
not
moon
comparing
does not,
it.
The moon
sun
does
is
not
nice,
provide
but the,
that much light.
The sun is nice, but the moon doesn't like have like damaging rays that I know of. Okay, scientists listening to this, I don't know.
Yeah.
I didn't pay attention.
It's like a giant light bulb that
it's
you
beautiful.
Turn on.
But has the moon ever helped you like see? If you're
yes.
in the dark, has
yes.
when
the
has
moon
the
rising?
Moon...
It's a sign. Come literally.
Does the moon rise?
The moon rising? No, moon rising like the signs. I'm a moon rising.
You're a that isn't that like a sun rising?
It is what it is. It's so watermelon. It's what it is.
How come we can't have a full moon all the time? Like, I think that's a little bit like selfish.
I'll give you a full moon.
I don't want to see your ass or lack thereof. I think that the moon is a little bit selfish. Like, first of all, it doesn't want to provide you a lot of light. It does not shine.
It has to conserve energy.
Yeah, it does. It's always constantly rotating around us, and you're calling it selfish. It's rotating for us.
And do we have moon panels?
Sometimes the moon is skinny, and sometimes it gains some weight, and it's full.
Mm-hmm. And that's so relatable.
Yeah.
What's your guys' favorite moon? When it's like half or when it's full?
I like a full moon because that's the only
yeah,
one that matters.
Yeah, you do. No, but yeah, that's my favorite moon. I also like, but in like cartoons and stuff, their favorite moon is the one that's like half, and it's like half, and I'm just like, why don't you let the moon be its full self?
Sometimes you know the moon is a quarter. It doesn't want to give
up all
of itself.
But here's the thing.
The moon, the bear, and the big blue house.
We'll be waiting for you to shut the f*** up. All right, so I really love a full moon, and it's beautiful. But the moon in the big blue house, she was sweet, but she's kind of creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that thing was terrifying.
Like, would you like to sing with me, bear? I'm good.
The moon just doesn't provide enough light for me. I'm sorry, it's so not. It's beautiful to look at. You can actually like stare at it, unlike the sun.
Exactly.
But like,
that
it's
still
just,
doesn't stop you.
The sun's like, oh, I'm too good. You can't stare at me. I'll burn your corneas.
Next topic: arguing with someone you never thought you'd argue with. So watermelon, or so not watermelon?
I never thought I'd argue with my sisters, but here we are. With
I argued with you from like the day you were born.
Yeah, as soon as you guys were born, I knew there would be arguments.
Yeah, because you knew you were gonna start them, you gaslighter. But in terms
you
of
were
people,
just so loud, Chloe.
Oh, whatever. In terms of loud and proud, I gotta survive. I was fire and survivor back then. I needed milk and I needed changing, and I was gonna let her know. But arguing with someone you wouldn't think, I don't like to see friends who are good friends and then they argue. It's like, oh, well, they've never argued. This is sad. So it's so not watermelon.
Yeah, it's not watermelon.
But for me, like, if I'm going to argue with someone, you'll know. And I set it out. I set out to
There's
do it.
There's nobody.
It's never really...
Yeah. Like, if Chloe's arguing, she's always the one that started it. I think she thinks it's fun.
No, that's not true. And no, I don't think it's fun. I only fight when I have to survive.
You
I don't
fight
do it. I don't do it
when it's not
sport.
Worth fighting.
You seem to enjoy it, though, Chloe.
No, I don't enjoy fighting.
It's kind of sport.
But in terms of fighting with someone I wouldn't ever expect, it's never really like that for any of us, really.
I expect to fight with everyone.
Okay. I think it's so watermelon in a way because it means you're like prepared for everything.
I don't think it works in being prepared. I don't think it like
I think it can. It like it could prepare for you for life because you're arguing with someone you never thought you'd argue with. If it's a stranger or like a customer that won't shut up and keeps calling, help, help, my hair is on fire. Like I never thought that there's certain people that you can argue with.
Well,
and then
you don't talk with them anyway.
Well, what do you
people?
Expect?
Well, no, the
what
machine
with
picks
magma
up.
Hats.
To also hear it, though, from like employees and stuff like that. I never thought I'd argue with certain employees.
I
and then
don't
I do.
Sure. Think it's the same thing.
It's the exact same
So for
thing.
Me, it's so not watermelon. I
but
don't like
it,
seeing people fight who usually don't.
It also might make your relationship, whatever it might be, stronger. Like, wow, there's a passion in this because
depending.
I'm arguing with you.
Depending.
Yeah, it depends.
If you need to sort out some issues and you need to let it out that way, whatever, but you got to do it in a manner where you can
But come. When Kim borrows my clothes, you know, there's a passion there that I want to kick her ass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but we've argued all the time. So, like, arguing
That's
with someone
different.
You never thought you'd argue
exactly.
with.
Exactly. All right.
So, watermelon.
I already said in my opinion.
It's not.
Next topic, using pets as fashion accessories. So watermelon or so not watermelon?
We never really got into that trend.
Yeah,
of, like,
not
having
as,
the little cute dogs.
We had
or
friends who used like
putting them in their purses and walking
yeah,
around.
Yeah, but I would say they're not the fashion accessory. They're the fashion moment.
Meaning?
Like they're the moment.
You mean it was
the
moment?
Animal is the moment?
Yeah. Not an accessory. They are it. They are the fashion.
So you think that the person holding the dog is the accessory?
Accessory, yeah.
Interesting. Interesting.
Wow.
So for me, using the pets for fashion to me, I don't know. Like, I never really got into that trend. I don't really like carrying my dogs around that much.
It's too much work to tell
yeah,
you
especially
truth.
If you have a bigger dog, like...
Yeah. Well, I don't think that... People accessorize the big dogs unless it's like a really big like kind of like a bull like a bulldog or something, and you're trying to go with like a tough aesthetic.
Either way, even smaller dogs like to hold it for that long.
Yeah.
Like talk about shoulder aches.
Yeah. So
people who treat the pet as fashion accessories, so not watermelon. But when the pet is like the spotlight, so watermelon.
I guess I can.
Yeah, like at a pet. Pet fashion show.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then there's the people who are just like, don't dress dogs. Don't do this to dogs. Blah, 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 blah. And it's just like, well, listen, the dog seems to be enjoying it.
Seems to be.
And so. We can whisper to dogs. So like certain... How come people never use, like, they always carry around dogs, but like, what about cats?
Cats
I think they carry cats too.
Because cats can be bitches. And they were just like, no. Like, scratch, scratch, and then like run
yeah
away.
I feel like the cat would jump out of the purse and then like run away.
And to the one person listening going like this, like, cats get a bad rep, my cat's like a dog, well, I'm happy for you. Yeah, so I'm gonna say for me, I agree with Kim. on her statement of yeah. what is and what isn't. So watermelon.
The pet should be the moment, right. not the accessory.
Right.
I actually agree.
Right.
Next topic, grilled cheese. So watermelon or so not watermelon?
So cheese.
It Why depends. Does it, There's different types of grilled
yeah,
cheese.
Yeah, you can put different things with grilled cheese, but if we're talking about like a basic one, why does
I love
it,
a classic American cheese grilled cheese sandwich.
But like, why does it have to be grilled? Do you have to like get out a barbecue or something? And
otherwise,
then, like,
it'll just be a cheese and bread sandwich, and that's
exactly.
boring.
It's still a cheese and bread sandwich. It's just grilled.
You
like,
have to grill it to melt the cheese, and then it sucks.
Then isn't that a cheese melt?
No, it's grilled because it's grilled cheese.
Whenever people say grilled cheese, they're like, oh, let me make you some grilled cheese sandwiches. And then they put it on the stove. That's not a grill.
They put it on the griddle.
They're
but it's not the
it.
Same. I expect you to pull out a, like if I order this at a restaurant, you better be outside on a barbecue.
Not all grills have to be outside, first of all.
Then it's not grilled.
And a barbecue.
Find and put it on
and
an
a barbecue.
Barbecue
they don't say it's a
barbecue
cheese.
Yeah. I don't even think they call those barbecues. They're called grills.
Either way, put it on a damn grill. I don't want to see it on a stove.
You're stupid. Anyway, grilled cheese is really good. I love it. There's certain things like people sometimes like grilled cheese with like tomato.
Yeah.
I'm not crazy about that. It's weird. I don't like grilled cheese with the tomato in it, but I like it with some tomato soup. So.
That's really good, actually.
Yeah, I don't like it with...
What, to, like, dip it?
To dip it or just to eat it along with. It's just really good. But I don't like tomato in my grilled cheese.
But, like, why if...
Why question it? Do you like it or not, bitch?
I mean, it's so watermelon, but can't you also call, like, a cheese quesadilla grilled cheese? Because that's also on a stove.
No, because that is in a quesadilla.
Yeah, it's in a tortilla, but it's still you're still grilling it the same way you would a sandwich. So how is
not,
that any different?
Because
it's
we
special because it's in a tortilla.
Yes, we classify a grilled cheese sandwich.
How do you make a grilled cheese sandwich? How do you make a grilled cheese?
You go outside on the barbecue.
Well, that's the right way to make it. But how do most people make it?
You get two pieces of bread. You cover the slices of bread with some butter or with some margarine. And then you put some cheese in there. I prefer two slices of American cheese. Some people like to do triple treat cheeses, and I don't like that.
And well, I'm going to spin
different
then
cheeses.
Then you put it together, and then you grill it on the stove.
That just, first of all, it doesn't make sense. But either way, if you do that, this is how you make a cheese quesadilla. You have tortilla. You put cheese in it.
Does
you
it say quesadilla in the topic, bitch?
But it's still, how is that not a grilled cheese?
Because it's not bread.
Well, who says it has to be bread? It's about the grilling and the cheese, is it
America.
Not?
Fine. Okay, let's go with what Kim is saying. It just says grilled cheese. It doesn't say grilled cheese sandwich. So, Kim, you are so right. You are so above us. Now shut up and go to the next topic.
Next topic. Sexy voices, so watermelon or so not watermelon?
Well, like they said, I have a beautiful narrator voice. So
a narrator voice is not always a sexy voice.
Sexy.
Now, I think I have a pretty actual like sexy voice. Like when you really like listen to it, I think that I would do great like doing, oh, come on over.
Sure.
Well, listen,
like if we're gonna
listen,
rank
everybody
our voices,
has an opinion.
Who has the sexiest voices here? If we're going to rank them. Okay, I'll go
are
first.
We gonna put
I'm
up,
one.
Okay.
It depends
I
on
thought
what
we
you
were
like.
Going to ask the fans.
It depends on what you like and what you determine to be sexy.
Fine, we'll put a poll. I'm going to ask you guys.
If you want something.
Or leave in the comments.
Guys, why?
If you want something
voice.
Squeaky and annoying, I would go with Kim.
Chloe, yeah. Chloe.
Kim. And if you want something aggressive.
Put you asleep, Courtney.
No, if you want something aggressive and mean.
I'm not mean, bitch. Period.
But yeah, if you want something sexy, you'd go with me.
No.
If you want something dull. Unless, and once again, if you like to have like a very, like, I guess some would call Courtney's voice calming voice, then you might like Courtney's voice. If you like squeaky, whiny, preppy voices, then you'd like Cam.
You're Chloe,
you like strong, aggressive, assertive voice that could do narration, then you would go with me.
Get, you know, off the narration.
The best thing about my voice is that it has a variety, right?
No.
Sometimes I can bring it here. Say, let's come in.
Ew.
Let's talk about this.
Daddy. No.
Ew.
Or I could be like, hey, get out of my face. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
Out of my face.
Someone, like the other podcast, was just talking about how they like my that I do. So there's people who love my voice for different reasons. So sexy voices are so watermelon. Not just talking about us, but I think sexy voices are so watermelon. What is sexy? What determines sexy? That depends on the listener. Not the viewer, but the listener.
But yeah, in general, sexy voices are so watermelon.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say my voice is sexy, so watermelon.
Okay. Who's
the
smartest?
Me.
Now it's time for segment 3, Who's the Smartest? We're given 2 random riddles and 1 random word we don't know, and we try to guess what they mean. Whoever guesses the closest is the smartest. First riddle. What has cities but no houses, forests but no trees, and water but no fish?
What?
Cities but
what
no
has
houses.
Cities but no houses. Okay, is there a different term for cities? But I don't think so.
No, I'm not towns, I guess.
Yeah, what has cities
but it but has
no
houses.
Forests.
Forests but no trees.
So
cities, forests, and water.
And water, but no. For some reason, I'm thinking about like insects, like an insect colony. Do they call those cities?
I mean, maybe some of them are called like cities.
But it says they have forests.
What if it's like a game
forest,
board? Like
a
Monopoly
forest?
Or some shit?
Or, I mean, it could be. Or an anthill that's in
but
a forest.
Monopoly doesn't have water.
What if it does?
Anthills need water. Okay. I don't know, because I'm thinking that they're saying cities. I don't know if they're referring to actual human cities,
like,
or cities that are like bugs. Don't they call like their little things
like
or colonies?
Like
cities and stuff. That's why I'm thinking that, because it's saying, but it has no houses. It has a forest, but
forests,
no trees.
We have to think of something that has cities, forests, and water.
All those things I think could have those, but.
An abandoned city. There's no houses,
one
there's
has
no trees.
Cities,
wait,
no
how
houses.
Can you have a forest but no trees?
There could be a forest with no trees. Unless
no,
they're talking, unless they're referring to something else that isn't a forest.
Yeah,
like
what
a
kind
forest,
of forest.
They're talking about Forrest Gump. Forest but no trees.
And water,
but
no
fish.
No fish.
It just sounds to me like almost like a wasteland of some sort.
It's to me, it still sounds like some sort of game board.
It could be, but no houses. So it's not.
Do they
life.
Call like when you have a whole lot of germs or something? Do they call those cities?
Yeah, I just feel like they're referring to cities as something that we're not thinking of. Like a city,
we're
and
gonna
forest
feel
too.
So dumb when we see the
and
answer.
And water, but no fish.
I really have no guess.
Bathtub.
I kind of have one, but it's
then
yeah.
Say
I,
it.
No, I mean I already said it. I was referring to something that's like belonging to like you know, not humans, but like insects or something like that. So I'm not sure.
Or the coral reef.
Yeah, I have no idea. I just think that they're trying to make us think that it's referring to something for humans, but it's not.
The answer is a map.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. Sometimes people draw little fish in the water to indicate that it's water.
No, they don't. That's interesting. But I
wow.
Thought, yeah. Yeah. Listen, our generation, we don't look at maps. Okay.
Yeah. We have Google. we have digital maps, and on those digital maps, they are very descriptive.
And they usually even show the houses sometimes, like from above.
Yeah.
Satellite. We have satellite, not maps, honey. We don't do that.
Was it Dora some Splora that had a map?
Yes, she did. And she drew the forest. And she drew the fish.
Yeah,
and she
drew all
everything. So the map had everything.
This is called like a boring map. You have to have a detailed map.
So that's interesting one, but yeah, I wouldn't have said map. I still think it's
That's never in our thought.
Yeah, I hate maps. I never really learned how to read them very well.
Okay, second riddle. It belongs to you, but other people use it more than you do. What is it?
That kind of sounds like time. Like, I have my time, but other people use it more than I do. Using my time.
Reclaiming my time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could be it.
It belongs to you, but other people use it more than you do. Kim's ass. No. It belongs to you, but other people use it more than you do. What is it?
Or love. Like, time or love.
Ah, sweet.
No one can use my love.
No, no one either can use
but
my love.
You might be right about time.
It's my time.
But you still have. I mean, like, yeah, you still have it. But like, would you say others? It depends, like, on if other people use your time more than others. I mean, like, if you let people. So I don't know. It could be time.
I mean, what else can, like, belong to you, but other people use it more than you do?
I'm thinking of, like, a lot of different things that can belong to me.
My car.
But what do I use it? But, I mean, what do they use it more?
How could they be using it?
Because, like, I don't think it's, like, a car or a house or something like that.
It's got to be, like, time, because that's something that belongs to you.
I mean, it does, but does it?
Are we all going with the time?
Yeah.
I guess.
Okay, so the answer is your name.
Oh my God.
Your name is something that belongs to you, but others often use it more frequently.
People barely use my name, though.
Shut up,
but Chloe. It's true. I don't really say my own name.
You guys don't talk to yourself enough. I'm alone with myself a lot more. And I use my name all the time. I refer to myself in the third person all the time. So,
yeah, because you're a loser.
Yeah, you're
Chloe
a freak.
Doesn't like that. Chloe doesn't like what you just said.
Shut up.
But anyway, that's a clever one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Damn it.
I'm gonna get this next one at least.
Okay. The only word we have is death cry. D-E-S-C-R-Y.
Is it death cry or discree? It sounds familiar.
I
like
disagree
I've heard that.
With you.
Funny. That looks familiar.
Discree.
I don't know why I'm thinking of like disgrace. Like she was a discree.
I know, like, scry is, like, when you can, like, spy on someone. Like, you're scrying.
Is it?
I think. And then, so, if you're day, you're doing the opposite of not looking. Because that is
exactly
what day means.
I don't know what the hell you're saying.
Day means.
Can I have some discreet, like, privacy because you're not looking at me?
To be discreet.
But except it's like a shorthand discreet.
So do you think it means to be discreet, Courtney?
You're being so discreet right now.
I think it means to not look at something.
Okay, Courtney.
Yeah, I'll say it's a shorthand discreet.
Okay, for me, I think it just means like to like cause like shame or like disgrace kind of.
You've brought discreet to this family.
She was a discree, and like an old timey word.
Or it's descry. Then what if it's like
possibly.
The shorthand for describing something?
Or maybe it's like the process of grilling a quesadilla.
Yeah, a grilled cheese.
Right.
Or it might mean to cry out something you're describing.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, so.
It says caught sight of.
So that's like, that's kind of like what I just said.
It was, it's, if it's, I mean, you said,
I said looking.
You said to not look at something.
Yeah, you said, but that's like half because it's
looking, but it's looking though. Looking is in there, sight.
Maybe you can get half a point.
She described two figures. So
it's describing or seeing.
No, like, yeah, seeing like caught sight of something.
So it's the exact opposite of what you said. You said it's to not look, but looking
is in there.
Right, so we're going to give you half a point.
No, I should just get half a point.
No, because you literally said the opposite.
It means a glimpse of something and you said to look away.
To not look at it.
So I don't know about.
Yeah, but I had said I knew what scrying meant,
yes,
which
you
is
did.
Looking.
So if you get points,
you put a
it's
dead
not
in
a
front
half.
Of it.
You had even said it means the opposite, so you should.
I thought that's what D means
two,
to descry
yeah.
is
yeah.
to do so, the opposite of looking.
Yeah.
So
yes,
you said the exact opposite of what it
but
is.
But I knew looking was in
yes,
there.
So what I'm saying is it's not half because you
it
said exact
half.
You said exact opposite of what it is. So you'll get like half a point for the word look. Congratulations.
Yeah.
So I do get half a point.
No, not half. You'll get half a point. So what is that? Like 0.5? What is that?
0.5 is a half. So no. Yes.
Anyway, thanks for joining us for segment three.
Yeah, or and for the whole podcast, though.
No, you're really here for just segment
no,
three.
For the yeah. whole podcast. Thank you so much for listening.
Well, you know, when they see a new podcast is up, they click on, they scroll to segment three.
We're closing in on 100. We're not kissing it, but
we're kissing,
closing in on it.
We're kissing 100, and
we
look
are
forward
getting
to
close
that.
To it.
Look forward to some exciting things happening with the Kardashians very, very soon. Again.
Yeah.
And we can't say what it is.
Always keep your eyes open.
By the next podcast, you'll know what it is and we can all celebrate because we are all celebrating it, right? Listeners, right? You don't know what it is. So I can't.
You don't know what it is, but you guys specifically, especially, will be celebrating.
I think you will.
And thank you again for all of you who help support us on
on the GoFundMe.
On the GoFundMe,
so
the members, thank you so much. We promise we're going to do good things.
Yeah,
we've read all
your comments and they've been great.
Yes, they've
been
amazing.
Some of you guys have been around for like over 10 years.
Mm-hmm. And thank you, everybody, for and also, this is the 10-year anniversary of Soda Drama since we've been around the SimGM universe, and we are so happy to be here, and we're still kicking it. We're still being a crocodile in the swamp.
We're old, but we'll keep giving you content.
We're still watermelon rolling.
Yes. So thank you, guys, everybody, and have a good...
You know what they say? Papa was a rolling watermelon.
No, no one says that.
I think
thank
that's
you, everybody.
A new thing,
bye.
Thank you so much. Bye. Stay watermelon.
Love it.
The only clue we can give you
is nothing. So we love that. But anyway, your point is, who gives a shit? Anyway, thank you so much. I love it. First one comes from Pretty Girl. Bless you. First one comes from...
Not get attention. I would get that from Courtney. So I could be uninteresting for a day.
You're a bitch.
Be able to... you can wear
suits. My bad. Magma. They're made out of magma.
Yeah, liquid hot magma.
$1 million.
Stupid.
How come we can't have a full moon all the time? Like, I think that's a little bit like selfish.
I'll give you a full moon.
I don't want to see your ass or lack thereof. I think that.
Now it's time for segment three. Who's the smartest? Mm-hmm. We're given three random riddles. Oh, fuck. Sorry.